This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Iranian state media reported Tuesday a stampede at the funeral for top military commander Qasem Soleimani killed at least 32 people and injured 190 others. Tens of thousands of people have gathered to honor Soleimani in his hometown of Kerman before his burial, following similar ceremonies this week in Tehran and other cities. The state media report said the burial was postponed following the stampede. Soleimani's killing last week in a U.S. airstrike has sparked fears of a wider conflict, as the U.S. and Iran threaten strong responses to each other's actions. Meanwhile, as VOA's Laritza Hoch reports, there are some who are optimistic that cooler heads will prevail.
Analysts say a U.S.-Iran war is unlikely despite the angry rhetoric. Persian Gulf nations are eager to prevent a war in their vicinity, says analyst Barbara Leaf.
The UAE and Saudi Arabia have been very muted in what they've said, but the theme of their comments is essentially time for de-escalation, time for a political approach to resolving these issues.
Meanwhile, Iraqi officials seem reluctant to act on the parliament's decision to expel U.S. troops from Iraq after Trump threatened to impose sanctions. Laritza Hoch, VOA News, Washington.
Venezuela opposition leader Juan Guaido and his new rival, lawmaker Luis Parra, called for competing legislative sessions Tuesday after both claimed to be the country's parliamentary speaker. Instead, Parra, who's backed by socialist leader Nicolas Maduro, proclaimed himself speaker. Parra claimed to have been elected with 81 votes in the 167-member chamber. A strong earthquake struck Puerto Rico early Tuesday morning, the latest in a series of quakes to hit the U.S. territory in recent days. This is VOA News. Exhausted firefighters in Australia are taking advantage of a change of weather to shore up defenses against the massive bushfires that have burned millions of hectares for over 3 months. Badly needed rainfall and cooler temperatures are forecast for southeastern Australia throughout the week, giving firefighters time to bolster containment lines, but the current rainfall is not close to being enough to extinguish the hundreds of fires. The fires have killed at least 25 people since the start of the disaster in September. Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
The Commonwealth is committing an initial $2 billion over the next two calendar years, starting right now, to support all of the efforts of recovery right across the country. This is not just in those areas that are experiencing fires now. They are in those areas that have already experienced fires, particularly up in Queensland and northern New South Wales.
The criticisms leveled at Prime Minister Morrison include taking a family vacation to Hawaii during the emergency. Former White House National Security Advisor John Bolton says he's prepared to testify at President Trump's impeachment trial if the Senate issues a subpoena. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Bolton's testimony would give a highly anticipated firsthand account from a top advisor who was in the room for moments others have already described, and it's unclear whether that would help the president or hurt him. Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell wants a fast trial and has resisted calling new witnesses, though Democrats want to hear from Bolton and others who did not appear during the House inquiry. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has not yet sent the articles of impeachment to the Senate while pushing for that testimony. If she does in the coming days, the Senate trial could start as soon as this week. Sagar Magani at the White House.
AP sources say Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will not be running for the United States Senate. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will not be running for an open U.S. Senate seat from Kansas in the 2020 election, according to two people close to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. The two people tell the Associated Press Pompeo indicated he will not run in a conversation with McConnell Monday afternoon. Pompeo was a former U.S. congressman from Kansas, and his frequent travel to the state in recent months sparked speculation he would be a candidate. The seat is being vacated by 83-year-old Republican Pat Roberts, who served in the Senate since 1997. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And authorities in Japan have issued an arrest warrant for the wife of former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn, who fled the country last week while awaiting trial on charges of financial misconduct. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.